The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
We should pray against the spirit of the spider web. Some of us are going through it in circles. If you look at the picture of a spider web, you will see that it moves from this stage to this stage, but it can go through a circle. And if you don't take care, you will think it is a process. But it is not a process. Today, as you stand, for the next 5 minutes, we are going to pray that anything I am going through, that I have said it is a process, but it is an affliction. This morning, as we join our forces together, I call that thing to a stop now. I call that thing to a stop now. I call it to a stop now. Somebody lift up your voice. Somebody lift up your voice. Call it to a stop. If it is a sickness, call it to a stop. If it is something, call it to a stop. It must stop now. It is not a process. It is an affliction. If you think of it as a process, it will continue as a process. But when you see it as an affliction, then you can put a stop to it. This morning we stop 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 it. Somebody begin to clap and stop something. Begin to clap and stop something. Begin to clap and stop something. We stop it by the blood. We stop it in the name of Jesus. 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 Makete rebebe. Oh, rebebe. Ikaroba sukata. Ayaloba sike rebebe. Bato keka. We stop it. In Matthew 21:2, using the New English Translation, Jesus telling them said, go to the village ahead of you. Right away you will find a donkey tied there and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. This morning, for the next few minutes, we are going to untie things. Jesus had to cross to Jerusalem. Without that donkey, he will not get to Jerusalem. But that donkey has also been tied somewhere. You will need to get to your destination. You will need to get to your destination. But certain things have been tied. If you don't get that thing there, you cannot get there. So Jesus said, untie them. 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 Ladies and gentlemen, mothers and fathers, this morning, what will you want to untie? Within the next 5 minutes, what do you want to untie? What do you want to untie? Begin to think about it. Jesus needed a colt.
He
needed a donkey.
He said, go,
untie it. This morning, untie something. This morning, untie something. This morning, untie something. Somebody lift up your voice and begin to untie. Begin to untie. Begin to untie. Begin to untie. Begin to untie.
Service,
that your glory will be present.
Amen.
Your glory will be seen.
Yes, Lord.
Your glory will be felt.
Yes, Lord.
Your glory will be touched.
Yes, Lord.
We untie what must be untied
Jesus
now.
Name.
For every person, anyone going through affliction, anyone going through anything that has been held up, this morning we untie.
Jesus.
We
name.
Untie.
Jesus.
We
name.
Untie.
Jesus.
We untie the
Jesus
health of
name.
Members. We untie the wealth of members.
Jesus.
We
name.
Untie the businesses of
yes,
members.
Hello.
We untie the education of members.
Jesus.
We
name.
Untie. If Christ had not untied, you will not get to Jerusalem. But this morning we need to get to our Jerusalem. Therefore, anything that must be untied, Holy Ghost, untie for us now. Untie for us now. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
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 Kindly have your seat. Mr. and Mrs. Owusu, you are welcome. For those watching us online, this is Deliverance Assemblies of God, House of Destiny, where destinies are made, where destinies are re-prepared, where destinies are regarded. This morning, stay glued to yourself, and the Lord will minister unto you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This morning, I minister to you on the theme, this book of the law. This book of the law. Not the book of the law. But this book of the law. Trying to say that there is a particular book. This book of the law. This book of the law. And our text is taken from Joshua chapter 1. Verses 1 to 8. Joshua chapter 1. Verses 1 to 8. I read. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all these people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. Verse 4. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the south, down to the of the sun, shall be your territory. Verse 5. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. But to these people, you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Joshua was moving into phase 2 of God's plan. He was moving into the phase 2 of God's plan. In phase 1, it was about God delivering Israel out of Egypt. Because in Genesis 17 verse
8,
the Lord had told Abraham that the land wherein he is a stranger, all the land of Canaan, he will give it to him as an everlasting possession.
But
in Genesis chapter 15,
he
had also told Abraham,
Abraham
said, that your children will be slaves in a foreign land for 400 years until the iniquity of the Amorites is full.
And copy said, "Amorite, I am man,
and I'll bring your children back."
So
now God had begun the phase 1 of his plan. And in the phase 1, it was about deliverance from Egypt. And he used this vessel, Moses the prophet, to bring Israel out of Egypt. When he took Israel out, they have crossed the Red Sea. They have gone through the wilderness.
So
Moses had come to the end of his ministry. Joshua had to take over. Now they are about crossing to possess. Crossing to possess. Crossing to possess. And therefore God now begins to speak to Joshua. But before God spoke to Joshua, media give me Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 8. Deuteronomy chapter 31 verse 6.
We'll
look at 31 verse 6 and 31 verse 8. You will see that God had been with Moses. And there were certain things Moses knew. And so when Moses was leaving the scene, he passed it on to
Joshua.
Can it be in the old King James? Not the new King James, KJV. So here is Moses speaking to
Joshua.
Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that does go with thee. Take note of these two words. He will not fail thee. He will not forsake thee.
Now,
turn to someone and tell the person, God will not fail you. God will not forsake you. Now we go to verse
8.
And the Lord, he it is that does go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee.
Only will hear more.
Neither forsake thee.
And I saw power there.
Fear not.
Neither
be
dismayed.
He will not fail you.
Only will hear more.
He will not forsake you.
Power so
these were secrets that Moses knew. As Moses was walking with God, he knew this as a revelation. God will not fail. God will not forsake. God will not fail. God will not forsake. And therefore, when Moses was doing everything, he knew God will not go out. God will not fail. God will not forsake. Now he has said those words to Joshua. This is the secret I know of the Lord. And I am passing it on to you. But when we come to Joshua chapter 1, verse 5, in Joshua chapter 1, God himself begins to speak to Joshua.
Moses is gone.
God himself begins to speak. And as God speaks, he begins by telling Joshua the promise. You will take over all this territory. You will do this. You will do this. You will do this. And then when he got to verse 5, God now begins to tell him exactly the same thing Moses told him about.
There
shall not any man be able to stand before
thee
all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee. I will not forsake thee. Child of God, if you can keep these two words, you will walk with all boldness. I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. That is the promise of God. That is the promise of God. That is the promise of God. Although Moses passed it on to Joshua, Joshua needed to hear it from God himself. So now the promise has been repeated. And this morning I bring to you that same promise. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. You are going through some things. You think God has left you. But I am here this morning to tell you that he will not fail. 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 He will has called you, will not fail you, and he will not forsake you. So God left Joshua with these two things. This is from God to him. Then God now comes to verse 8. And he now begins. Your job in this is that this book of the law. 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 Shall not depart from your mouth. Shall not depart from your mouth. Shall not depart from your mouth. In the next few minutes, I want us to look at that portion, this book of the law. We have now known that God will not fail. God will not forsake. But what are we to do? This book of the law. This book of the law. What is the book of the law that we're talking of? What is the book of the law that we're talking about? What is the book of the law that we're talking about? As at that time, it was Genesis. Exodus. It was the five books of Moses. Up to Deuteronomy. But today, in our time, it becomes the whole 66 books. And that becomes the book of the law. This book of the law. This shall not depart out of your mouth. This morning, I want to ask you, how many words have you spoken this morning? How many words have you spoken this morning? And in those words, how much of the book of the law was in? God told Joshua, it must not depart from your mouth.
Joshua said,
how much of it have you spoken about? This book of the law. Then he continues, thou shalt meditate therein day and night.
I see you doing anopani at the sign.
Day and night.
At the chain near the sign.
Day and night.
At the chain near the sign.
I want to give an illustration of the day and night.
Oh, man, the chain of the sign near the sign.
Someone will tell me, I am too busy.
So
I am not able to study it day and night.
Intimate me, son, and the chain and the
sign. I can do some. But I will not be able to do all. So we pick this illustration. You are sick. You go to the hospital. The doctor, after diagnosing you, gives you a medication. And with that medication, he says,
I see.
1 times 2 daily. 1 times 2 daily. Morning and evening. Before or after meals. You are very weak.
Why,
You have no appetite for food.
That's a compound aduane.
Will you take it? It's a question to us all. Will you take it? Today is Sunday school day. Please, will you take it? Can I hear your voice? Will you take it?
Yes.
Will you find some food to eat by force?
Yes.
Even though you have no appetite.
Yes.
You will still manage to find some
food. Yes, sure.
Maybe the food will not be palatable.
Never.
There will be no appetite in your mouth.
Never.
But you will still find it.
Sure.
Because the doctor has told you.
Yes.
That before you can swallow that pill.
That pill, we have to eat.
You have to eat.
And so did he answer.
And she said, "Diani, because something must go in." And therefore, whether you like it or not, you will take it. You will take it.
So
in the morning, you took it. In the evening,
says
you must take it before 6 p.m. And then when it was getting to 5:30, you realize that the food was not coming.
You are wasting time. I have to take my medication.
Otherwise, I will not be fine. I have to take it. I have to take it. You will make sure you eat before six. And you will take it. Is that one time too daily? For 7 days. So the first day you took it. You were weak. The second day you took it. Then you realize some strength is coming.
And what did you make a
third day?
Fourth day, by the fifth day, you can now shout, where is my food?
You will even go to work,
but
you will never forget the time. So God told Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. You will meditate upon it day and night. Turn to somebody and tell the person, day and night. Why do we need a day and night? Because you see, Joshua is going to fight.
Now, Joshua
there are battles ahead. Some of the people are giants. The sons of Anak are there. And when you see them, every strength in you will run away. There are daily challenges.
That
when you see the challenge,
not
pressure at all. So,
when
you see the challenge,
now
BP go high. When you see the challenge, now sugar level number.
Your blood level has risen up.
Your blood level begins to shoot up.
Shoot up.
So God says, day and night. Because you win the battle inside before you get outside. You don't win the battle outside before you get inside. The battle is won in out. Not out in. In life, we say seeing is believing. But in God, it's believing is seeing. Believing is seeing. So God must tell you something from the inside. And when you come outside, you are strong to face what is outside.
So
if you read Joshua chapter 12. In the last verse of chapter 12,
the
Bible will tell you, when Joshua was counting the cities and the kings he had destroyed,
he
said all the kings, 30 and 1. 30 and 1. 30 and 1. They were not small nations. They were big nations. But because he was taking the pills morning and evening, he could destroy 30 and 1. This morning I come to you with the word of God that if you can take it in the morning and you take it in the evening, you will destroy more than 30 and 1. Somebody will reach 30 and 2. Somebody will reach 40. Somebody will reach 100. Anything that is thrown your way, you will overcome it.
We look to Abraham.
Yeah, Abraham.
Because Abraham is the father of faith.
Now Abraham ne gidie nyina agya.
But let's look at what Bible writes in Romans chapter 4.
Yeah, when I talk about Romans 4, 18,
verse 18 to
21.
Romans 4.
Romans 4,
18
to 21.
Says, who against hope believed in hope? I'm tying this to what we have been learning every Sunday. Who against hope believed in hope?
Yeah,
that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken.
So
shall thy seed be.
Verse
19. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief,
and
was strong in faith, giving glory to God. 21. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Please keep the 21 on the screen. King James says, being fully persuaded.
Media,
if you have another version, you can give us another version. Verse 21. New King James says, being fully convinced.
Why didn't you not marry you know?
Being fully convinced.
Why did you not know?
Let's go to another version.
Yanko,
NLT says, he was fully convinced.
They said, no, why did you not
that God is able to do whatever he promises. Please leave it here. You will come to see that when God called Abraham,
Abraham, no.
Bible never told us how God showed himself to Abraham. Or how God appeared to Abraham. But it was such a powerful revelation that it was able to convince
Abraham
to move from his father's house onto a land that God told him he would show him. Now Abraham has been convinced and he comes on that land. Other promises has to follow.
Now,
he does not see those promises following.
Now, who says Romans
chapter 4, verse 21 says,
now, Romans 4, 19, don't know
he was say, fully convinced.
Now,
this tries to suggest to us that there was a time that Abraham had no conviction.
Now,
he had no conviction. And when you read Genesis chapter 15,
now,
you will see it there. Where he asked the Lord, will Eliezer of Damascus inherit
Eliezer,
me?
Oh yeah, Damascus,
since I have no child. He was fully convinced to move.
But
at that point, he was not convinced. And God had to come to him. He moves on. There was a time that he was halfly convinced. He was partly convinced. But when Abraham got to a time, and before he even got to full conviction, in his part conviction, when the wife suggested Hagar to him, he accepted. Because the promise of God still looks like
it is not coming.
But when Abraham came to full conviction, when he came to full conviction, what does Bible say? God is able to do whatever he promised. You are to read the word in the morning and in the evening so that you get to the measure of full conviction. Because if you don't get to full conviction, it does not work for you. Because if the pass mark is 80,
And you get 79. And I also get 15%. And we are to do receipt. Would we all sit again? Although you tell yourself I did well.
Oh, what I said,
but you still fell below the pass mark.
So when baby,
so in all those times, Abraham had fallen below the pass mark. But when he got to the full conviction, God told him, a year by now. You will give birth. God had to use man's time. If it had to happen one day, like the next day, because he had come to the full conviction level. Church, the reason why we need one tablet in the morning,
Now
God wants you to come to full conviction. So that you can win the battle. Without full conviction, you cannot win. Joshua came to that level. So the Lord said, this book of the law will not depart out of your mouth, but you will meditate upon it day and night. Meditation goes beyond reading. Meditation goes by considering through it. Then the cross now comes. Then you will have your way prosperous. Today the Christian want to have shortcut. Today the Christian want to have an emergency solution. But God does not want an emergency solution. God wants a lasting solution. A lasting solution for you. A lasting solution for me. Take it in the morning and in the evening, and it will be well with your soul. In the morning and in the evening. Turn to somebody. Tell the person in the morning and in the evening, and it will be good for you. It will be good for you. You will win all your battles. You will come out victorious. You will have testimonies every day because you are winning on the inside. I told you we win on the inside before we win on the outside. We don't win on the outside before we win on the inside. It is an in out. And the only way for you to win on the inside, one in the morning, one in the evening. This book of the law. This book of the law. This book of the law. One in the morning. One in the evening. One in the morning. One in the evening. You may be busy. But one in the morning. One in the evening. You will not have time. One in the morning. One in the evening. You will be flying. One in the morning. One in the evening. You may be weak. One in the morning, one in the evening. As you take one in the morning, and you take one in the evening, it gets to a time. Your language becomes the word of God. Every word you speak becomes the word of God. Your language becomes the word of God. Your language becomes the word of God. The world will be talking news. You will be talking the word. The world will be talking news. You will be talking the word. You will be talking the word. You will be talking the word. You'll be talking the word. You'll be talking the word. And as you continue speaking the word, what does the word do for you? It creates a working environment around you. It creates an environment around you. It creates an environment around you. It creates an environment around you. It creates a mentality within you. It creates a mentality within you. Because when Joshua was facing Jericho, God has told him, you win. So the battle looks tough. But all that Joshua knew is that I'll win. This morning, take one in the morning. One in the evening. One in the morning. One in the evening. And you will win. 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 Shall we bow down our
heads? You see it, Jesse.
it is difficult. Someone will say, I have so much to do. But you need one in the morning and one in the evening. Open your mouth and speak to the Lord. Father, give me the strength. Give me the discipline to do one in the morning, one in the evening. One in the morning, one in the evening. Father, we thank you.
Yes, O Lord.
We bless you.
We give you praise, O Lord.
You gave Joshua this, the book of the law. You told him how to apply it. One in the morning and one in the evening. And Joshua did not lose. Joshua won the battles. And when Joshua had ended, he could tell Israel that none of the words of the Lord have failed. You have told us you will not fail. You will not forsake. But there is a portion. One in the morning, one in the evening. Father, we pray that help us to discipline ourselves. Help us to be disciplined. That Lord, as we take it as you want us to take it, we'll begin to see as you see. We'll begin to hear as you hear. We'll begin to speak as you speak. And then we'll begin to become victorious Christians. We will have testimonies every day. We'll win the battle from the inside and the battle on the outside.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.